Hi, I'm Brian Nankervis, filling in for David Astell on evenings on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria, and I'd like to share with you the latest edition of Found in Translation. I was joined by Mitu Bomik-Longi, who shared this Bengali word.
A word called naka. This is one of those words which is just impossible to translate exactly. And I've heard, we've had so many talks and discussions and so many people and actors and all as to what the word really means, because it's used a lot in our language. And it's a bit like, it's not really silly, it's not really coy, it's not really fake, it's not really flirtatious, it's not really stupid, but it's a mix of all.
So maybe put it into a sentence for us.
For example, if someone says, ki naka, like if a woman is talking and she's just saying something silly or being a bit coy or being a bit flirtatious.
Yep.
And you say, ki naka, and that kind of just fits in.
Yep.
You know, but at the same time, it's not derogatory. It's not rude. It's not insulting.
It's a bit cheeky, perhaps.
Yes, but not really cheeky also, because naka can also be like someone who's being a bit silly and a bit coy or a bit flirtatious.
Yes.
This word, I have not seen anywhere, any subtitle, any literature where they have been able to translate it exactly the way Bengalis mean it when they say.
Perfect. Perfect. They're the words we're looking for, Mitu.
Yeah.
those words that cannot be translated. Now, you spoke a little bit about the Hindi language. Just to sum up, just before we finish, what about the Bengali language?
So, you know, Bengalis are, that's in the eastern part of India, West Bengal. And Bengalis are like, they pride themselves for being very intellectual, because a lot of the great literature, great books came from Bengal. A lot of the social reforms when India was being ruled by the British came from Bengal.